Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows, and I am here because of Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey and young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. I'm so glad you are with me on your lunchtime. Welcome to the lunch and listen portion of Transformation Begins With You. I want to get right to it today. I know some of you have had a fantastic 3-day weekend, and it's time to come back to work and to get back into the grind, as we say. But you know what? As we start our lives fresh for the week, our circumstances and our situations have not changed. We're still in some of those places that we were in on Friday when we left work, and maybe even some of your strong places that you're in now have intensified. Well, I'm here to tell you today that you can get to the strong place in your life. Get to the strong place in your life. That's what we're going to talk about today, getting to the strong place in your life. Some of you may not know or realize it, but there's a place inside of you that is designated for strength. You are more resilient than you know. You can bounce back, and you can move forward from this place that you're in. You may think that you're stuck, but I'm here to tell you today, you are not stuck. You are not powerless to change. Some of you say, I can't change what's going on in my life. Well, the thing that's going on in your life may not change, but you can change how you feel and your attitude toward what's going on in your life. You know, you still have a dream. You still have goals. You still have vision. Things that are going on in your life that are not so great and so wonderful, and they seem to be getting you down, they are only as powerful as you make them. You are resilient. You can bounce back. Did you know that your life is essential to the world for the people whose lives you will touch? Your life is essential. It doesn't matter that you don't have it all together. I don't have it all together. I'm still finding my way. But I made a decision. I decided not to let circumstances and situation dictate my destiny. I'm still going to push forward and move forward, and so should you. Do you know that your strongholds don't have to hold you strong? Your strongholds don't have to hold you strong. You know what? Strongholds are only as strong as we allow them to be. The battleground is in your mind. It's up to you to change your thinking and renew your mind. You know, strongholds can be a great thing if you're holding strong to the right thing. If you're holding strong to the right affirmations in your life and to the right circumstances in your life, they are a great thing. But it's when we hold on to those strongholds as a negative force in our life that they hold us strong. You know, you need to hold strong to the right things in your life. So that's what I just want to talk to you about today. I'm really excited about giving you some points on getting to the strong place in your life, getting to the strong place in your life. You know, transformation is in your mind. We always say in our show, transformation begins with you. It begins with you making a decision to change your mind. How do I change my mind, Chris? Well, you change your mind through devotions, through your scriptures, through doing new and improved things. If you never change what you're doing, you're going to get the same result. I always say crazy and insanity is doing the same thing and expecting new results. That's crazy. That's insanity. You need to break the insanity in your life and the craziness in your life and do new and improved things. Affirmations in your life need to become strong and powerful. Scriptures in your life, if you read the Word of God as I do, they become mighty to the pulling down of strongholds in your life, devotionals. You have to keep yourself filled up. You have to transform your mind. The Word of God says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What does that mean? That means to change your mind and your thought process and place yourself in high places. Our bishop said Sunday in our service, he said to place yourself around people who think higher than you. So you have no other alternative but to go up. That's what we have to do, is transform our mind and our thinking. One of the things that we do is we never let go of old habits and old friends and things that hold us down. It's time to do something new, make new normals for yourself. The next thing is exchange your thoughts for God's thoughts. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways are higher than our ways, and we have to exchange that. Whatever that I'm thinking negative, I need to change it to the positive. If I say I can't do that, I have to say I can do that. Why can I do that? Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things. And I may not know that per se because I'm just stepping into something new, but I'm going to say it until I believe it. And what I believe is going to become my reality. My confessions out of my mouth, it hits the atmosphere and it changes the atmosphere and it brings me into a place of power. And so there are power in your words. There are power in your thoughts, and you have to make that positive power. You have got to give the positive in your life the final say. You cannot let the negativity, when you shut your eyes at night, be the sounding board in your soul. You have to make the positive things in your life, or find those positive things in your life that have the final say. And the best place to start is in your word, in the word of God. Powerful, powerful resources there. Some of you use meditation books, or some of you use mottos, or some of you use affirmation. Whatever it takes to get your thinking into the positive mindset. I use prayer. I use meditation on God's word. And so I encourage you to do the same. Next, I want to say you cannot just change. Conduct is an inner change. You can't just say, I'm changing. That's a positive thing to say, but you can't stop there. Conduct is hard to change, the conduct or the habit that's in your inner being. It takes time and commitment. And what we have to do as women, we have to learn to take time with ourselves and to commit ourselves to change the inner man. And what's on the inside will come to the surface on the outside. You have to take time with yourself. You can't try a new thing one or two times and believe that, oh, I tried it, it doesn't work for me. That is not what it takes to get to the strong place in your life, because there is a strong place in you. There's a winner in you waiting for you to tap into it so that it can awaken and it can become the norm in your life. Change your thinking. Change the words that you speak. Those are so important things in getting to the strong place in your life, changing the way that you think. So many times we're so stubborn about how we think and what we think, and we think we're so right, and no one can tell us anything. That is our first defeat, is to not be teachable. You have to become teachable in order to advance in this journey called life, in order to find that strong place in your life and to hold on to your destiny and to embrace it and walk in it. You have to be teachable. You also have to hold on to your no. There's some no's in your life that you need to hold on to. No more drama, no more pain, no more chaos, no more gossip, no more doing the things that I know that needs to be purged from my life. Hold on to your no. That is the most powerful yes you can have in your life, is to hold on to your no, the no's that tie you down. As I said before, you are resilient. You are more than you think that you are. You are more. You are better. You can bounce back. You're more stronger than you think. God empowered you with strength to bounce back. But you got to get to the strong place in your life. How do I get there, Chris? I'm telling you, let God have first place in your life. Some people say, well, I try God and I try religion and I tried all of those things and they don't work for me. Then you haven't tried it. If you tapped in to that space that God has given you, that is the strong place in the inner man, in the Holy Spirit of your life, that is where your strong place is. It's not easy. And if you think you're just going to tap in and everything is going to be wonderful, no, you're in. You're in for the fight of your life. But it's a fight that you can win, because in the end, you will win if you give first place in your life to God, I want to recommend some pieces to you to get a study journal. A study journal has been a blessing to me. What is a study journal? It's a journal where I'm allowed to journal my thoughts and my ideas, but there's a guide there. There's study journals. You can get them in your bookstores. You can get them in your Christian bookstores, and you can get them in Barnes & Nobles and different places, Walton Bookstore. You can get them in Hallmark, and they're study journals, and they're journals just for women, some of them, and they empower you. They give you scripture. They give you affirmations, and then they allow you to journal in some positive thoughts and some positive changes. I encourage you to get that and work through that. And I encourage you to spend time with yourself. That is the most crucial thing, because you have the final say about you. It's not what your friends say. It's not what mama says or daddy says. It's what God says, and it's what you believe about you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. God made you to be great and to do great things. We may not be famous like the world calls us famous, because God has called each and every one of us to a different purpose. But I'm saying to you, you have the power to dream. Dream the impossible dream. Be proud of who you are. You are beautiful and wonderful. There is no one else like you. You have to respect yourself. Be yourself and don't imitate anyone else. Beauty is on the inside of you. Don't let anyone put you down. And last but not least, don't give up on you, because God hasn't given up on you. I haven't given up on you. I know that everyone out there has a purpose. And I just want to read you something really sweet and powerful that I give to the girls of the harvest. These are our young girls, ages 9 through 17, and this is their affirmation, and I want to give it to you before I leave you today. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I can do anything that I say. I can set goals and dream dreams. With God, it's possible to do all things. I am not weak. I am strong. I persevere through it all. Challenges, economy, and adversities will not hold me back. I am a child of God, so I never suffer lack. I have a great mind and a heart that is pure gold, so I step out into the world because I am bold. I have the power in my mind, my heart, and my soul. I am focused, capable, and prepared. I can conquer the world if I dare. I have the power to dream, to be the best that I can be. I can do anything because I will succeed, because I believe in me. That's where you have to be in life today. You have to believe in you. You have to believe in the goals and the dreams. And if you don't think that you have a dream, ask God to show you your dream and the vision that he has for your life. If nothing more, he wants to empower you to straighten your life out so that you can help straighten someone else's life out. That is the blessings of life, that we empower each other. We are each other's allies, ladies. We are each other's strength. We need to depend upon each other to help each other through. We need to stop the backbiting and the talking about one another. We need to enjoy and celebrate the journey of our sisters, because that is what keeps us strong and united. That is what keeps us as great mothers and great friends and fantastic sisters one to another. You know, I love you today, and as my time is ending down, I want you to remember that Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. If you would like to visit our website, go to www.harvestgirls.webs.com. And click on our website and find out more about us. I'm coming to you today with the love that is in my heart from one sister to another. And from sister to sister, I want to say to you, God bless you and God keep you is my prayer. Until we meet again, get to that strong place in your life, because transformation begins with you. Bye-bye now.